Mark chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day Saturday, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Stand forth." And he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day Saturday, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill?" But they held their peace. And when he had looked around on them with anger, being grieved because of the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the Sea of Galilee, and a great multitude from Galilee and from Judea followed him, and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and from beyond Jordan, and those around Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples, that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, in case they should throng him, because he had healed many, many who had diseases pressed upon him in order to touch him. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him, and cried, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly charged them that they should not make him known. And he went up into a mountain, and called to himself whomever he wanted, and they came to him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out demons. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is, the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddaeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And they went into a house, and the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, because they said, "He is beside himself." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to himself, and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rises up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Truly I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, and blasphemies with which they shall blaspheme. But he who shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, sent to him, calling him. And the multitude sat around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?" And he looked around at those who sat around him and said, "See my mother and my brothers? Because whosoever does the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother."